Welcome to Storden Village. Today you will glimpse a little of what life was like 150 years ago, what we call a vignette of history. But first, some background information. Storden is one of the oldest recreated villages in the United States. This group of buildings was donated to the Eastern States Exposition here in West Springfield, Massachusetts, between the years 1927 and 1931 through the generosity of Mrs. Helen Storrow. Mrs. Storrow was a well-known philanthropist and an active trustee of the Eastern States Exposition. Her combined interest led to her idea for a New England village within a New England fair. The structures bordering Storden's tree-shaded green were chosen after a painstaking search throughout New England. Each building had either been scheduled for demolition or had fallen into decay. They are all antique structures, rescued and brought to West Springfield. Here, with the help of an architect, they were re-erected for the purpose of perpetuating examples of early New England building styles. The result is a cross-section of this area's architectural styles, which in itself makes Storden worthy of special attention. Each September, the nationally known Eastern States Exposition draws hundreds of thousands to this fascinating complex. Storden has long provided fairgoers with a relaxing change of pace. Its picturesque setting, craft exhibits and demonstrations, costumed interpreters and special programs have combined to make this village a place which should not be missed. Of the buildings which comprise the village, seven are open to the public. The Meeting House, One Room Schoolhouse, Blacksmith Shop, Eddie Law Office, and Gilbert Farmstead, Potter Mansion, and the Red Barn. The tavern is maintained as an active dining place featuring delicious early American fare. The grounds surrounding the buildings are landscaped with old-fashioned plantings and broad expanses of lawn. Blueberries and wildflowers grow beside the schoolhouse. A real horse chestnut tree spreads its branches over the blacksmith shop. And there is a well-maintained herb garden at the rear of the farmhouse. All of the basic ingredients necessary for any small New England town are here. The white-steepled meeting house, a center for religion and government. Please pause your iPod and go inside to take a look at the building's interior and furnishings. Next, we have a brick schoolhouse for education. In your mind's eye, imagine children from ages 3 to 18 all in one building. Listen, and you might almost hear the scratching of slate pencils and quills, the shuffling of feet as they await their turn to recite the unfamiliar maxims and exciting spelling bees. Please pause your iPod and go inside to hear a bit about the lessons taught there from the schoolmaster. Continuing on, you will see a stone structure, which was a place of gossip, trade, and barter, the blacksmith shop. Pause your iPod and go inside to see if the smith is working on making or repairing a tool for someone in town. Architecturally, Storden expresses the dignity, rugged simplicity, and real beauty of the later colonial and post-revolutionary periods. Hand-hewn beams and timbers, great fireplaces with their cut granite hearthstones and brick baking ovens are common characteristics. Each building, furnished with antiques appropriate to period and function, has some distinguishing aspect that sets it apart and provides added interest and charm. Next is At Home for Elegant Living, the Potter Mansion. Please pause your iPod and go inside to take a look at the Potter family's wallpaper and furnishings. Have you noticed the costume people who staff Storden's buildings? They are all volunteers. These people take part in regularly scheduled training programs and serve throughout the year as volunteers. Volunteers are also responsible for staffing and maintaining the herb garden. They work with the school children, guide visitors during the tourist season, and are the individuals remembered by village guests. The small blue building with the arched roof is the Eddie Law Office. Please pause your iPod and look inside to see an office space of a busy professional in a farming community. And finally, there is our farmstead, the Gilbert House. Please pause your iPod and go inside to learn how this family prepared their meals and coped with daily responsibilities. Don't forget to go to the back of the farmhouse to see Aunt Helen's herb garden. Pause your iPod and take a look at the medicinal, culinary, and textile-related herbs. Across the green is the Storton Tavern, with its history of conviviality and its role as the gathering place for those who would be charged with major decision-making for a time when our nation was young. Storton changes with the seasons. Each season brings a new reason for celebrating Storton style. Public events are held throughout the year, providing folks with an opportunity to enjoy the true treasure of our heritage. One of the most inviting of these is the Winter Holiday Festival, titled Yuletide at Storton, held annually in December. The village opens the holiday season in beautifully decorated buildings with samplings of typical New England delicacies, myriads of unique gifts, caroling in the meeting house, and the music of the antique organ, all made more pleasant by the presence of the costumed members of the Volunteer Services Program. Storton hosts educational programs and dozens of special events year-round. Storton is indeed the site where American heritage is alive and well. A memorable place made possible by the farsightedness of a benefactor who saved some buildings, the vision of the Eastern States Exposition who have maintained and developed the village. Please come back and see us again. Throughout the year, visitors can find a friendly atmosphere and a relaxing air of hospitality in this little village.